Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you. Sports Byline USA out of San Francisco, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is time to talk video games on the sports networks upon which you're listening. Don't worry, it's just for an hour. We'll get back to all your sports talk after that. But gamers out there like me, I don't make games. I don't design them. I don't promote them. Unless they're good, what I'm trying to say is I love playing video games. I think life would only be half as good without them. I truly believe that. You're weird, man. I know. So come on in. Let's be a part of it. Neophytes and hardcore gamers, everybody in between. There's a toll-free line at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Don't... 29? 29? 1-800-878-7529. Live radio, obviously. Don't write it down. Dial it up. It's a toll-free call. And we'll talk about everything in the world of video games, questions, comments, concerns, what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, what's overhyped, what's underhyped. Remember, we are in the golden age of video games. It's never been better. It's never been more prevalent. It makes more money than the motion picture industry. That's a true fact. But there's still a lot of garbage, a lot of people trying to take advantage of it. So what do you got? Come on in. 1-800-878-752. Big shout out to our brave men and women listening on AFN. As I mentioned, I'm a fan of our military. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you're listening and you're in the military, you're with our allies, whatever, thank you for all that you do to keep us safe back here in the lower in Kintig, Alaska, and Hawaii. We appreciate it. Hope you come home safe soon yourself. We stream through sportsbyline.com. Click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that email address to win the game. I'll give away at 40 after in just about a half hour. I always do that every show, brand new game. Cheat code request at the end of the show. Also, your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. We stream through sbnationlive.com as well. Great to be on that network, as it is great to be on Sirius Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick channel. Got to meet Dan a long time ago, like 2001. I'm 6'2", and he made me feel short. He's a tall guy. But anyway, Sirius 211, great to be on there as well. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, and CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your television set. So we have the Video Game Review. We got an hour. And coming up next, Aaron Bauman from IBM. Come on back.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. As a business owner, you've got a lot of decisions to make. You're the one responsible for your company's ultimate success or failure. You're the one all of your employees look to for direction. And you're the one that has to see the big picture to know what moves to make next. But don't get so caught up in feeling accomplished by getting work done and those to-do items checked off that you forget to check in with yourself. Every week, take 30 minutes to have a meeting with yourself as the chief strategist of your business and make sure you're still headed in the right direction rather than just accomplishing a list of tasks. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Aaron Bauman. He has the title of Distinguished Engineer, AI and Hybrid Technology at IBM, and he's here to talk about the 2021 season of the Overwatch League and how they are introducing power ranking with Watson. Aaron, welcome to the program. And when I say Watson AI, those things go hand in hand. Can you tell us a little bit more about what Watson is for those who don't know about it, please?
Yeah, sure, and thanks for having me. So, you know, Watson is a collection of different types of products and algorithms that we can apply within an enterprise-grade AI system that runs on hybrid cloud to many different problems around the world, including Overwatch League, which we're very excited about.
Did you start off as a kid, like, building your own motherboards and getting into all the circuits and all that, or did you kind of come to all this a little bit later?
It's funny because I have to embarrassingly admit that I am a master inventor and I have 237 patents. You know, it's almost an obsession. And that really came from, you know, just doing science fairs and wet type labs, you know, sciences, at an early age. And then I got into video games and gaming. You know, I even went to the Nintendo machine and progress. I was like, hey, what can I do, you know, to make the world a better place, you know? And so that got me into computer science.
That's very cool. So the old NES, if I took off the cover, does that look primitive to you now, or is it still a beautiful work of art?
Well, I'm certainly biased because that's my favorite machine, so I will always say that's just cutting edge always, right? but in all reality, yeah, it is a bit antiquated these days.
Let's talk about the Overwatch League and the popularity that it has had. And some people might say, well, I mean, rankings are pretty easy. We can just line up who's leading in this category and that category. But you guys take it to a different level, don't you?
Yeah, we do. You know, the power rankings with IBM Watson, it's completely objective, right? So it's this AI-based algorithm that evaluates the performance of players and teams all across the Overwatch League, right? And as the solution goes with more data during the 2021 season, I think we're going to see analysts, fans, and players all using the rankings to engage the league and with each other in a new way. You know, and I can explain how it works in three simple steps if you'd like.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, so I said simple, but they're really not so simple. You know, so first, it's all about statistics, right? So it's in the Overwatch League, there's a lot to measure. So we look at over 360 discrete factors, everything from healing per second to weapon accuracy to ultimate generation, right? But really everything that matters in the game of Overwatch. And then we go to the second step, and this is all about machine learning, which is a sub-branch within AI, and this helps us to boost the factors of play that are the most important. And then finally, the third part of all this is merging. So Watson helps us to rank different combinations of heroes, maps, and roles. And this helps us to determine what factors tip the balance between a win and a loss.
It's very interesting. We're speaking with Aaron Bauman of IBM. So when you think about Area 631, what is it that you guys do at Area 631 at IBM?
Yeah, so it's a really neat methodology. It's an internal IBM incubator program, and it's loosely built around the IBM Garage methodology, which gives six experts, in our case we had about six data scientists, 3 months to deliver one solution. And the IBM team, we work closely with the 631 team and the Overwatch League throughout this entire process, so that in the end we could develop the solution in only 2 months.
When you think about all the statistics you could do, sometimes you might get to the point where it's like too much, or just because it's information doesn't mean that it's useful. Were there some stats that you decided were irrelevant, or did you guys just run the gamut on every stat you could get your hands on?
Yeah, I mean, some people say that we threw the kitchen sink at it, but what we did is we did do and pick out the most predictive features. You know, so we look at things like sentry turret or shielding or role uses, right? And it helps us to crack the onion and the nut, you know, with respect to how difficult this combinatorial problem is of ranking, because it's a really fast game, you know, and so we use different tools. You know, so we use the Red Hat OpenShift and IBM Cloud Pak for data to really organize and prepare this huge volume as well as variety, because there's data everywhere. And then we're able to apply auto AI from IBM Watson Studio to build an AI model to really help us prioritize all of this.
How about comparing performances from different players? And you might be in a different map or a different mode or playing a different role as well.
Yeah. I mean, so I think, you know, our system told a really great story in week one. You know, there's a huge upset. So one of my personal favorites, Chengdu Hunters, they beat the Shanghai Dragons 3-0. And then even before that, the Chengdu beat the Los Angeles Valiant 3-1. And this was enough to put them in first place in the team rankings. And this goes well with our player rankings, with the top two players were from Chengdu. So it was a really fantastic experience to see how we can figure out the different combinations, you know, from roles to heroes, even to the different types of maps that you're in.
You know, in baseball, there aren't a lot of catchers who are good hitters, which is always a quandary because no one sees pitches better than them, their break and everything. So with you, is it too easy to assume that you would be really good at this just because you have all the inside info?
Yeah, so my forte is sort of the turn-based strategy kind of game, right? Mm-hmm. And so jumping into Overwatch, where it's just extremely exhilarating and fast, what I found is by using AI like Watson, we can slow down the game a bit so we can analyze and figure out what's working and what doesn't work. And that certainly helped me personally evolve my game, and particularly when I play like a support character, Lucio. You know, because I'm able to help my team, but also, you know, help us to get different objectives on the map that do change.
Just personally, what's your one or two of your favorite turn-based RTSs?
So any of the Civ Myers, like the Civ 4, Civ 6, you know, pieces, I really enjoy those. That's a lot of fun. And then you know, going back to the Nintendo days, you know, I really like playing GoldenEye. You know, that was fun, and then sure, that propelled me into these first-person shooters and got me on the journey to Overwatch.
Yeah, the old N64. How good was that, huh?
It was great. Great memories.
Okay, so finally, as we progress, do you dabble in VR or AR?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. So we're working with ESPN Fantasy Football, you know, to take real, well, to track real-world football players on the field over into a virtual environment such that, you know, we can have head-to-head. And if you play any fantasy football at all, chances are you've used some of our insights there. And we're able to provide boom and bust and even help people optimize their roster so they know, you know, whom to start. You know, so it's quite interesting there.
There it is. Analyzed 360 different ways, aggregated, organized, and tiered in the IBM Cloud Pack. Advanced analytics to determine correlations between stats and match outcomes. And 30 stats are heavily weighted, driving the majority of moves within the rankings. This is all done through Area 631, IBM's Watson. We've been speaking with distinguished engineer Aaron Ballman. Aaron, how can we find out more about this?
Yeah, so, you know, throughout the season, we're going to be having, you know, the shoutcasters, you know, on live broadcasts, you know, talk about and use our power rankings to find insights and to make predictions. You can also find it on ibm.com/sports. There's a link where you can find a lot of information about all of our different activations across sports. And then you can find us on Twitch, and we're going to have a crowdcast and blogs that are going to be published that you'll be able to find, too. So it's a very exciting time.
Aaron Ballman with IBM, thanks for your time, and we'll catch up with you down the road, man. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Bio.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-449-1759, 800-449-1759, 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world in the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. And the lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY the rest of the way. Coming up in the next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game. I'll also tell you what's new this week, the new releases. But what have you been playing this weekend? Is there anything that has been testing you? That type of thing. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly. Okay. So, since we last spoke, there have been some GTA 6 rumors. That's Grand Theft Auto 6. And that's because Rockstar, the developer of the game, has been putting some ads out for developers. What's this all about? Well, remember, the previous title was 2013. That's basically when the PS4 and the new Xbox, or the last incarnation of such, Xbox One, were kicking off. And they've been pretty tight-lipped over there for quite a while. The current GTA 5 is still alive and thriving because of GTA Online, and there's been a lot of roleplay servers, been a lot of mods as well. And so apparently there'll be no more GTA 5 single player DLC, but there'll still be, of course, GTA Online continuing to, you know, make huge revenue over and over. But this was first reported by The National. Three jobs that were listed for game testers for Rockstar Studios. One was in Edinburgh in Scotland, one was in India, and one was in Lincoln, which is in northern England as well. And so everyone's like, oh my gosh, they're making an announcement. Now, per the listings, the potential candidates would be required to find, report, and reproduce bugs via game log screenshots and videos. In other words, traditional bug finders. And you know, it always says knowledge of current generation games, consoles, and PCs, and must be competent in gaming. Yeah, I always figured that I would be good for that for an hour or two, because I've always found myself, I'm like, what would happen if I do this? What would happen if I do that? And I do remember, you know, a game as big as Skyrim was, that I actually found a place. I was coming down the mountain. And I got stuck literally between a rock and a hard place. It was between a tree and the mountain. And I couldn't move. I tried everything, squatting, blah, blah. So all I could do is wait for something to kill me in the game. There was nothing around. So I had to quit out and go back to my last save. But and I wasn't mad. That map was so enormous. So enormous. So these are the things you have to figure out. Now, I did see another article, believe yesterday, that said, it was an editorial, and it said that GTA 6, when it does come out, needs to get back to its Grand Theft Auto roots. Does it? What is the Grand Theft Auto roots anyway? Are you talking about the original Grand Theft Auto? I played that. That was in the 90s. That was an arcade game. That was a pure top-down game, where you basically just ran over people with cars, and then you had the cops chase after you. That was it. But that was when we first got the fictional cities, Liberty City, Vice City, San Andreas, and all that. It's just supposed to be New York, Miami, and L.A., by the way. But, yeah. And then it took a little bit of a different turn, didn't it? It's sort of like somebody saying that, you know, Metal Gear Solid needs to get back to its Metal Gear roots. Did you play Metal Gear? Because I did when it was new on the NES. That's one of the lamest games I've ever played. And I remember one of them that said, I'm sorry for the crimes I have committed, an N instead of an M. They didn't even translate it right. And I think my favorite, it would just take, look, there are so many people who are bilingual in this world. Why wouldn't you hire, I don't know Japanese, but you think if you were a Japanese company making a game, you'd want the translation to be right, right? There was a game on the NES called Eight Eyes that I bought, and it was eight, the number, and then EYE apostrophe S, and it was printed on the box, and it shipped that way. Now, for Americans who think that the apostrophe means plural, you know, of course, that's an abomination. And it's understandable when English is your second language, right? Why couldn't there be? Anyway, back to GTA, the original one. That was arcade. And Metal Gear was a lame game that had nothing to do with somebody called Solid Snake. But these games, there's different iterations to them, right? And then they expand. And then they use the name and they go, what if it's this? What if it's that? Did you play Contra? Did that have anything to do with the actual Contras? No. It was just a catchphrase at the time, right? So for the people out there who want GTA to get back to their roots, I think that would be a horrible mistake, because you now have a standard by which you have a limbo bar that you have to not get under, but you have to jump over it, because people are going to hold you to such a high standard, especially when you take 8 years to make the next one. And that is weird. I feel like GTA 5 just came out. If you had asked me when it came out, well, I wouldn't have said just out, but I would have said 5 years ago. It's hard to believe it was 2013 now. Time flies when you're having fun. The problem with me with the GTA games is that as soon as they come out, I immediately, like you do, I get a hold of all the cheats. And I immediately start using the cheats. And I don't do any of the missions. I don't like sitting through any cutscenes with like some, you know, underworld kingpin gang boss, like, oh, yo, yo, and all that stuff. So I'll just start doing all the fun stuff, especially when it's sandbox like that. I just remember I got to the point where I elbowed a guy walking down the street and the police started shooting at me. Like, what the hell is going on? And it wasn't one of those things, you know how in GTA when you steal a car or you're in a chase, it's hot and it'll show the badges and then they'll go down and down. And basically, if you run long enough and the police don't chase you, the police don't want you anymore. It's like they literally lose interest. It's like, this guy's too hard to catch. It's either that or it's one of those things like a cat or a dog that instantly forgets something. It's like, what were we doing? Were we chasing somebody? I don't think so. All right, let's just go back to walking the beat. That's fine. But listen, whenever there's ads for these games, that's a good sign. There's no doubt. And so many times we have seen things on the internet and somebody, you know, it gets on Reddit or it gets somebody mentions it in a blog post somewhere else or tweets it. And then everyone's like, oh, look what he said. Look what he did. I think my favorite example of something that looked to be just a stupid rumor that turned out to be true was when the good people over at DICE, Digital Illusions Computer Entertainment in Stockholm, Sweden, who are under the Activision umbrella, when they were doing Battlefield, and I love Battlefield games, after Battlefield 4, they were working on the new game, and there was a little, I forgot what it was, I think it was a tweet, in Germany, they were looking for game testers for Weltkrieg 1 or World War I. And I'm a huge World War I buff. I've read so many books. I've walked preserved trenches in northern France, the Oise and the Picardy, Flanders, that's Belgium. And I thought, oh, that would be so cool. But just because there's a tweet in Germany that talked about game testers for Weltkrieg 1 on a game, Videospieler, that doesn't, and it was! It was Battlefield 1. It was a world, and it was such a great game. Better than, a lot better than Battlefield 5, I'll tell you that. Battlefield 5 was a disappointment to me. It's just like when you get these, it's like Hardline, when you get Sledgehammer, when you have a place like DICE and you farm it out to another company, it's just never the same. For a long time with Call of Duty in the first iterations, not anymore, but Treyarch, you know, it would be every other year. So when it was Infinity Ward, I would like it. And then it would be the Treyarch game, and I'd be like, eh. And then Treyarch actually 3 games ago started using the Infinity Ward technology and engine, and it's like, all right, now we got something a little bit better here. Something I can sink my teeth into, Larry. So GTA 6, I should say, on the horizon. And with the the old pandemic, I don't know if you heard of that last almost year and a half, the microchip processors, it's not just the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and Series S, it's cars, it's anything that needs a microchip. And so, you know, it's not enough for us just to say, you know, to get mad at these algorithms that snap up all the Best Buy and Walmart and Amazon PS5s. They just can't make them. And so here it is 6 months later, and I still don't have one. Woe is me. Take a quick break. We'll come on back and give away the game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Nissan believes you deserve a car that thrills you. So we have to ask, does your car thrill you? When you hit the pedal, do you get something back? A chill in your spine? Goosebumps on your goosebumps? When you take off, do your fingers tighten around the steering wheel? Does your heart beat in your stomach and your breath catch in your chest? Does driving make you feel alive? Because it should. And if your car doesn't thrill you, ours will. This is the new Nissan.
The Video Game Review.
on, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on AFN. It's 40 after. It's time to give away the new game. And the way you win it is just go ahead and email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is R-Type Final 2. And this game just came out yesterday, by the way, published by Granzella. I knew a guy with that name growing up. It's for the PC, the Xbox Series X and S, the Nintendo Switch, the Xbox One, and the PlayStation 4. I have it here for the PS4. It is, of course, if you don't know the R-Type series, it's a shooter, as they say. It's from the R-Type franchise. In fact, it says R-Type Final 2 is the continuation of the intense side-scrolling shoot 'em up classic series. my question is, does this game take place in outer space? Or does it take place in a hen house? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Oh, it's a trick question. No, it's not a trick question. Are you sure? I'm sure it's not. R-Type Final 2, does it take place in outer space or a hen house? Let me know at rick@sportsbyline.com. And R-Type Final 2 from Granzella for the PS4 will be on its way to you. You might have seen some headlines this weekend, and a lot of people pointed this out as I did the pre- and post-game show for the Oakland A's for parts of 9 seasons until a couple years ago. Lifelong Oakland resident and fan, but I bring it up because Jesus Luzardo, their fine young pitcher, who's not off to a great start, he broke his pinky, quote-unquote, playing video games. And the first thing I thought of was David Price. Remember, he's a Fortnite guy. He had some – he got into a little huff with a few people, Eckersley from Nesson, NESN, and some others, staying up till 3, 4 a.m. playing Fortnite, which to me is better than, you know, being at a strip club making it rain or doing a drug deal at 4 a.m., but whatever, that's just me. But that he broke his finger playing video games, and I thought, you know, I played video games with the best of them, and I remember getting basically almost the total stigmata from the NES controller because it would poke right through the middle of your hand. You can get Nintendo thumb, of course, where you're getting like just the jiggly, shaky thumb. But how could you break your pinky? Well, he apparently, something happened in the video game he didn't like, and he punched the table. Slammed his hand down on the table, and he slammed it, his pitching hand, and it broke his pinky. And so, not a good thing, but all anyone's going to say is, see, video games are the root of all the evil in this world. Look what they do. I knew it. No. But you'll see the headline anyway. You can check it out. I also got, as did, I don't know, maybe you didn't, but I feel like anyone that has Amazon Prime got the email this weekend, once again, offering early access to Luna, their cloud gaming service. They say, play great games on devices you already own. No waiting for lengthy downloads or updates. Just play. And remember the whole thing with Stadia? We've been talking about, it's been a bit of a disaster because you have to actually pay full price for the game. And you don't get to have the shiny disc and it's not on your hard drive. It just lives at the servers over at Google. Now, Luna Plus, early access, $5.99 a month. This is what it offers. Unlimited hours of play. I would hope so. Growing library of games, including Control, Grid, and Metro Exodus, up to 1080p, 60 frames per second, 4K coming soon, stream on 2 devices at a time. Why is that important? Well, somebody else, your friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your brother, sister, dad, whatever, they can play. And it works on Windows PC, Mac, Fire TV, and web apps for iPhone, iPad, and select Android phones. So this is another way where you'd say, does this work on my Samsung, my Vizio does this work on my Roku? They want you to buy the Amazon Fire Stick, kids. So $5.99 a month. That's the introductory price. And what's interesting, it says once the introductory price is over, you will go back to the regular monthly charge, which they won't say what it is because they don't know yet. Now, who is this? I just wanted to know who is this geared for? And all I can think of was one time when I was much younger, I worked in a bookstore. And it was called Barnes & Noble. You may have heard of it. Of course we know B.N. Rick. Okay, good. And a guy came in one day and he said, get the flat dolly because I'm going to buy 100 books. And I'm like, okay. And so we went over to like the classics. He goes, give me all the Shakespeare. Give me some dictionaries. Give me some almanacs. Give me an English, Spanish, English, German, English, French dictionary. Give me, your top 10 best-selling novels of all time. And I didn't ask any questions, but he finally said, you probably wonder what I'm doing. My best friend's house burned down, and he lost everything. So I'm buying him a new library. And I'm sure the guy probably only wanted two of those books. I thought it was a very cool gesture, and I also thought, this guy must be rich. But I thought that was a very nice gesture. He was buying him an entirely new library. So that's what this reminds me of. Not your house burns down, but it's like for people who don't have video games. See, the cool thing is about video games, when you pay $69.99 plus tax or more, you pick out your very, very favorite one. Sometimes you don't like it, but whatever. Now with YouTube and everything else, we can at least take a look at it and know what we're getting into. So, you know, what games are available here besides the ones I mentioned? Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Paper Beast, The Surge 2, Resident Evil Biohazard, Sonic Mania. Is that worth, like $130 a year? That's just at the introductory price. You know, it's sort of like, you know, how you have Netflix or Amazon, whatever you have, and you start taking a look around and you're like, I guess I can watch this. I guess I can watch that. But that's what it is. And this is why I kind of like this better than Stadia. And what's interesting about the controller, it says the controller for Luna is not for sale unless you got an invitation. And then it's $50. The controller looks great. It looks exactly like an Xbox controller, except it's black, and it's got a little bit of purple light to it. So it kind of looks like either a fat DualShock or just a black Xbox controller. Now, here's another thing. With Luna, you're like, ooh, wow. So I'll get all the Ubisoft stuff? Oh, contraire, mon frere. You have to pay for Ubisoft Plus. No, Ubisoft. $15 a month. Unlimited hours of play, 1080p, 60 FPS, 4K coming stream. Stream on one device at a time. Holy cow. Play on all the same things, but download the PC versions of Ubisoft games. I thought with my $6 a month with Luna that I was, no, you're not getting the Ubisoft games. So I think this is a great thing for someone who has waited their whole life, never got into video games, don't own any, and they just want to dabble. You know, I'll play Shadow Tactics. What are some other games? I'll play Lumines. I'll play Overcooked 2. Is really a phone game. I'll play Blasphemous. All right, never mind. It's $6 a month. Who cares? Right? I don't know. That's the way I look at this now. Is just, and then Ubisoft's going to change. Oh, and if you want this, you know, it's sort of like when you pay to get into a place like Disneyland, whatever it is. I think it's over $100 now. and you go in, oh, you want to do this? That's extra. Like, didn't I already pay you $120 to get in this dump? So you're going to pay $6 a month, and then, oh, wait, no, Ubisoft wants $15 a month, and you can only stream it on one device. It's not for me. It's not for me. I'm not the audience. And yet I'm a video game lifer. I love video games. And it's not for me. Who the hell is this for? Who's buying this? So I completely understand trying it out for $6, get a cool controller. I don't want to deal with the hassle of forking out. Rick, you're trying to get a $500 PS4. Why don't I mean, that's 4 years worth of Luna right there. All right. Well, if it had my favorite games, but the thing is, I already have my favorite games. So, at some point, it'll probably all be like this. It'll probably all be cloud gaming. Who knows? The shiny disc isn't going anywhere just yet. But early access. Early access, it has been offered. And because it was offered to me, I get to buy a controller. And I'll pass. But, as I said, got to keep an open mind because this is probably the way of the future. The way of the future. The way of the future. All right, Leonardo DiCaprio. Let's take a look at the new releases this week. Dragon Quest Builders 2. That's an RPG for the Xbox One. X3 Farnum's Legacy. That's a DLC expansion sim on the PC. The Colonist. Oh, yeah, I read that column. No, Colonist. PS4, Switch, Xbox One. This is a PC where they kind of look like Bali. Distant Kingdoms, a PC sim. They sent me the info with no screenshots or box art. Looks exciting. Distant Kingdoms, probably the greatest game ever. Just watch. Galactic Crew 2. It is a roguelike sim on the PC. Skate City. PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One, and it is skateboarding. Alba, a wildlife adventure on the Switch. This game actually looks kind of intriguing and educational for the whole family. Resident Evil Village takes a village. PC, PS4, PS5, Stadia, Xbox, action horror. And finally, The Invisible Hand. This is a simulation on the PC, which looks pretty spooky. It's published by Fellow Traveler and developed by Power Struggle Games. It says, get rich at the cost of all else. And The Invisible Hand, a satirical stock market simulator, which brings narrative gameplay to the world of day trading. Yes, they made a video game out of day trading. Make one about day drinking in a minute. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back. We'll get to the cheat code on the video game review.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you very much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, getting you ready for your sports talk here in 2 minutes. But it is time for the cheat code. I like giving away for older games. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Beth. Beth says, hey, Rick, what's up, my California neighbor? Well, if you're in San Diego, we're not neighbors. Are you next door and stalking me? Anyway, Beth says, Rick, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. How do I debug it? Wow, going way back on the Genesis. Now, I don't know if you're playing a remake of it, but I can tell you how you did it on the Genesis. Okay, when you go to Stage Select, go to the Music menu. Play Song 19, then play Song 65, then play Song 9, and then play Song 17. Hold A and press Start, and then you can select any level that you want. For debug, if you play tracks in this order, 1, 9, 9, 2, 1, 1, 2, 4. Once again, 1, 9, 9, 2, 1, 1, 2, 4. Then press A and then Start. Then you can tinker with the game however you want because you will have debugged it. Girl! All right. Thanks, Beth. I appreciate the emails. Keep them coming. You can email me all week if you want and ask me a question if you want. Rick, how about my financial investments? No, I mean about video games. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time on the Video Game Review.